This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
Well, I love this one because sometimes you really do have to take matters into your own hands, even at the bakery. And that's where Ken Carmen comes in this weekend.
Had to be done.
This story is amazing.
Had to be done. We had a game at Northwest on Saturday. And even though Eli's birthday party is next week, his birthday was still on Saturday. And we decided, let's just go to the grocery store and go get a cake and just, you know, have him write something on it. I says, okay, fine. And so I went there and there was nobody behind the counter. There was nobody behind the counter for like 10 minutes. And there was a woman came up. She got a sheet cake. I helped her with the sheet cake. Then I'm sitting there thinking, man, I've been sitting here with my thumb in certain places for 10 minutes. Axel's standing right there. I'm like, I got to get Eli a cake. And so I decided, I went to the back. They had a phone there. And I got on the thing because there's a button that says page. I said, well, what the hell? I said, the deli, busy as hell. The meat department, busier than hell, right? I go, no one's going to be able to help me, and they don't want to answer my question. They're dealing with customers. So I just hit the page button, and I wrote,
assistance needed in the bakery. Assistance needed in the bakery, please. Thank you.
Hung up. A minute later, somebody comes out. Really helpful guy. Hey, can I help you? I go, yeah. Can I get that? That's a chocolate cake right there. Yeah. Can I get that cake? All right. Can you write something on there for me? He goes, oh, no. I go, what? He goes, I'm sorry, our cake decorator called off. That's why there's no one back here. He's like, I don't know how to write on this stuff. I go, well, can I write on it? And he's like, yeah, I'll get you the gloves. So I went and I got the gloves.
Had you ever done that before?
Hell no, I never done nothing like that. So I went and got the gloves and I had the big, like he goes, which color do you want? I go, whichever one has the most in it. And he said, well, here's orange. You go, orange works.
Were you nervous?
No. I wrote happy birthday. People were watching me. Like, they're like, I can't believe he's really doing
this. Ken has great penmanship.
There was a line of people. I put it up on social media.
Ken has great penmanship. Does Ken have great frostingmanship?
No, I do not.
Well, Ken has signed so many autographs over the years.
Okay, that's it. Well, he created your autograph.
He created an autograph for me.
He doesn't use it. And it's a perfect autograph that he could absolutely do, and he never did it. And I wrote happy birthday. His nickname is Mr. Fun because he just likes to have Mr. Fun. I wrote happy B-Day, Mr. Fun, and it looks like hell, but it worked out all right, and I think some people were a little bit surprised that I just kind of, it's like, hey, man, we got to get cake. I got to get the hell out of here. I got a coach's meeting later on tonight. Like, we got to get going on here, folks. I got football to watch. Like, there's a lot of stuff to go on. I can't just be waiting around. Hell, for all I know, I'd still be waiting there at that grocery store.
All right, when you picked up, was it the PA system for the entire place?
Oh, yeah, it was.
So they heard you all over.
Yes, they did. The entire
store.
Building. Yes.
That is amazing. And it even goes
to outside because you can hear it outside when they have it links to outside. So people in the parking lot heard me, too.
And did you hear yourself to where it was booming and you're like, oh, yeah, they're going
to
hear this and
I tried to say it a little bit understated because usually they say it very quickly because they're just trying to get in and out, and so I can mention it.
Sound like an angry customer.
No, did not want to do that. I didn't want them to think that some idiot has grabbed the phone and done it by themselves. Like, usually they would jazz it up.
It takes me back to the old days. At Russo's, yes. When I was, God, I had to be 10 years old, and I would get up, so it was very tall. I had to get up and stand on a bench and then clobber the PA microphone, because you had to press down on the button, and I would just start going 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see. I did mine,
and then I would run away, and then I would do it again like 20 minutes later, and the store manager had to come over and go, "Hey, can't do that."
I was younger than,
and then I'd do it again the next week.
I was younger than Axel in a Hills with my buddies, and I was like,
"Matt to the boner department. Matt to the boner department. Thank you."
And hung up and ran off like you would just do it all the time. He did it all the time.
Nothing like hearing your prepubescent voice go out over the entire store.
I did for a second in my head. I'm like, man, I'm 7 years old all over. I was a bad kid, man. I was 7 years old all over again, man. I did not care. And we had to get in. We had to get out. I had to get the cake. Eli, Mr. Fun needed his cake and a couple of his presents, and we had to move on. So is it wrong to take matters into my own hands? I come in peace. I'm not an angry customer.
I think you were fine.
I'm very understanding about their plight.
You were helping them out.
Yeah, I know that not a lot of people. I mean,
you already have to ring yourself up now at all these places.
Well, here you go.
Why can't you go back there and just help with the cakes? Pretty soon you're going to be baking them too.
Well, I can't bake the damn thing. I mean, I've baked Liz a cake before, but they don't end up that great. And plus, they're still in the pan, so it's like you're not going to get a good... I don't know how the hell they do that. They do a wonderful job. But either way, that's what I did. It was a good time.
Yeah, I don't know if you should be going back in the cake department, though.
I'm not advocating for people to go back there if there's no one there. I waited 10
one
minutes.
One by one. You're next, sir.
You're a public figure, Ken. You need to set a better example than that.
What is that supposed to mean? Just picking up random phones
and talking over the PA.
Well, I'm not just trying to pick up random phone. I'm trying to get in and get out. I think that they can appreciate that.
If Ken was like an accountant, does he do that?
No.
Why not?
This is Ken Carmen's celebrity status.
Because he's probably thinking, well, what? Is anybody really going to have a problem with this? People like to see me. People like to see me doing things.
Hold on.
It'll be fun.
Why not?
Put a sign out front. Ken Carmen's decorating cakes for the next 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah. That's a good promo. Don't get my ideas.
Oh, you want me to do that? Like what? A charity cake decorating deal?
Let's go.
It's not good.
Hopefully,
decorating.
All that frosting gets on the cake, and it's just a guy standing back there with the whipped cream.
The frosting was decadent.
Oh, imagine that's a great TikTok video.
Frosting.
That'll go viral.
Yes. And he enjoyed it. I told Liz, I just had to go back and grab one. She goes, "No, there's no way." I go, "Absolutely, I did." And then she saw the writing. She goes, "You really wrote this? Because there's no way an actual cake decorator would write." I go, "You bet your ass." What's done is done. They were very nice people.
For the record, Ken's frostingmanship does not match his penmanship.
No, nope. So it's not there. as easy as they make it look.
It's there. It was nice. I didn't think it was going to be easy, and it was even harder than I thought it was going to be.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.